Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.
Kia ora te whānau, Tobias Tahi here. What a massive show today's one was. And you are here now tuned into the replay from the 28th of September 24. Today's show had music from Bob Marley, Yellow Wolf, Tupac, Coral Pitcher, Tom McDonald and more. We don't have full replays of my show for permanent download, so to catch the entire show, make sure you catch me live and direct Saturday 1 p.m. and again Saturday evening. Check out our website www.realitycheck.radio for more information about the Truth Speaker Show.
You're listening to the Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, the replay edition on RCR, Reality Check Radio. Send us your feedback to inbox@realitycheck.radio.
Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I want.
I wanna be free. Free. Don't wanna be judged. I wanna be me.
I don't care if I offend you. I was put to upset you.
I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need tonight.
Truth is here, I won.
Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here, I won.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
And we are back for your Saturday afternoon here on the Truth Speaker Music Show. My name is, of course, Tobias Tahi, and this is RCR, Reality Check Radio. The next 3 hours, I have a playlist of music that is going to set your Saturday afternoon off correctly. Music that will inspire you, empower you, free your mind, and maybe even trigger you. Last Saturday's show received some great feedback, which I will read later in the show. One which asked a question that I think definitely needs to be touched on, so stay tuned for that later in the show. Alright, I want to jump into a message that came on the back of last week's Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori special. So pour a cuppa, as this is a deep topic to dive into and dissect, and it may take a moment for me to articulate it correctly and accurately, but I will be only scratching the surface because I only have a limited amount of time here, but I will try to do so in a manner that answers this email. This email reads, "The big question is, how do we pull again together? I am a 40-pluser, and have always had Māori in me and non-Māori. And then there was no differences as us as kids, all the same. There has to be a time, and it's imminent, to conclude all treaty principles to move forward once and for all. My feet and many others have their feet on the ground, whenua. And so many of us are guardians, spiritual. So we need to be united with Māori power, input, spirit, knowledge, integrity, honesty, and fairness to unite." That is a powerful question with some powerful statements in there. And I'm going to do my best to navigate this correctly and articulate it in a manner that is easy for everyone to catch what I am trying to say. Because this is something that weighs heavy on my heart often, is how do we tie us all back together and stop this racial division? The first is for everyone, no matter what race, nationality, age, sex, whatever you are, accept and be at peace with the fact this is a Pacific nation and our cultural identity is Māori. That's the very first step for everyone to stop denying the fact we are a Māori nation. Yes, we are multicultural, but we are a Pacific island and our people are Māori. For everyone to be at peace with that fact is to solve the root core of the issue. The second is for Māori to heal our generational trauma, and not allow non-Māori to trigger us with their BS, with their racial remarks, or with their dislike for te ao Māori, and to rise above it, to heal. There will always be racism. There will always be racists who sometimes are very strategic with their anti-Māori rhetoric and hide behind unity. But there will always be those who are anti-Māori, and we need to be at peace with that fact within ourselves, firstly. I, for one, though, won't allow racism or anti-Māori rhetoric or accept it to my face, in my space, or anywhere near me or mine, and I will stand up when directly challenged or when a wero has been laid. But I can see through the organisations that are weaponising the racial divide in order to conquer us all. But if someone on social media or in their own little racist networks, in their homes, in their groups, want to be a dropkick and be racist, then that's their choice. As pathetic as it is, it's their choice what they say and stupidly think in their own homes or personal capacity. That's simply the reality of life and humanity. And as long as they keep it away from me, we are going to be at peace. But first of all, Māori need to be at peace with the fact there are going to be people in this world, in this nation, that don't like te ao Māori and don't like Māoridom. We aren't here to all be liked, and we need to accept the fact that some people are never going to un-indoctrinate their minds. Thirdly, strip the politics away from it all. Politics' entire design is to divide and control, which is why Māoridom has been politicized ever since the early days of colonization. Māori through the eyes of someone with minimal or zero connection isn't seen as a future and a way forward for all people of this land. It's seen as a political tug of war. It's seen as an apparent attempt to control, own, manipulate, divide, own everything and all. We need to remove the political element of te ao Māori and strip it all back to a level of human, a level of people. Politics across everything is the downfall of humanity. Fourth, and keep in mind, I'm being as brief as I can here. Fourth, people need to open their mind to the fact that te ao Māori is potentially the old, new way forward. Hence why there has been for hundreds of years a constant attack and perspective manipulation on Māori and a constant narrative of Māori are a threat, creating an absolute indoctrinated and controlled perspective of what and who we as Māori are and what it can do for all people, what te ao Māori can do for all people. We always hear people going on and on about how this system is corrupt, this way of living isn't right. People go on and on about the corruption of the system of the world, the who, the whiff, the elite, the royal family, the entire circus is a mess, yet we ignore the fact we have te ao Māori, which offers an opportunity to take the good of what we currently have, whatever good is within this current system, and the good of te ao Māori, from tikanga Māori, kaitiakitanga, manaakitanga, and even te reo Māori is a more powerful energy exchange than English spells. But we have this amazing culture and opportunity, this amazing way of life that we could utilize. But the powers that be fear what te ao Māori can do for all people, not even just of this nation, worldwide. Once you remove the indoctrinated dislike, wokeism, fear, or politicking of te ao Māori, then we will all be able to see how liberating te ao Māori can be for all people living in the land of. Let's touch on one very quick, scratching the surface, brief example before I wrap this up. The GMO push by this current mess of politicians. Māori, specifically rangao Māori, is very much against GMO and manipulating the natural world. Boom, there's a common ground, a potential place to work together to fight against. And within that common ground, we will find another and another and another common ground, which will see us sit together and see that the potential to utilizing te ao Māori and the elements of what we have now can create a new way forward together. That's one tiny example of unity, a way to unite. Instead of always focusing on our differences, what do we have in common? Te ao Māori is currently being embraced more than ever, which isn't a coincidence that we are seeing the biggest pushback against te ao Māori that we have ever seen. The funniest thing I've seen on social media, just to bring some humour into this, is a Pākehā lady having a whinge about te reo Māori and how it's a dying language and we need to stop using it because we are all Kiwi. Kiwi is a Māori word. Ayo we. I think that COVID, The Great Awakening, the apparent information war, and everything we have lived through these last 4 to 5 years has created a huge feeling of fear of anything that isn't our own personal ideological belief. It has all caused a sense of chaos, division, and fear. And with that comes fear of the unknown, fear of anything that is a potential threat to a person's way of life. Fear of losing control, fear of change, fear of something different, fear of all the different agendas trying to get their dirty little claws into our lives. And I use the word fear loosely, but fear as in worry, observation, awareness, preparedness, defense, concern, or uncertainty, just fear. So when people who aren't connected or aligned with Te Ao Māori or have been so indoctrinated for 60, 70 years of their life hear anything regarding Te Ao Māori, they go into instant defense mode. Instantly anti. Instantly into an indoctrinated thought pattern of Māori want to control, take over, instead of freeing their mind of anything they were ever taught and seeing that embracing Te Ao Māori as a way of living is freedom for all people who call this nation home. I absolutely love that song from Nas, The Weeknd, and Kanye West titled Everything. So many powerful quotables, but when Nas touches on immunization, it turns into absolute poetry. In that song, he says, a parent hates to watch his baby's face, taking his first immunization shots, but isn't this great? The child's introduction to suffering and pain understands without words, nothing's explained, or rushed to his brain, looking up at his parent's face. I thought you were meant to protect me from this scary place. Why did you let them inject me? Who's going to know how these side effects are going to affect me? Powerful poetry in music. R.A.P. Rhythm and poetry, rap music. And on that note, that is the perfect way to end today's Truth Speaker Music Show for your Saturday here on RCR Reality Check Radio. And my name is, of course, Tobias Tahi. Being a massive rap fan and the fact that I play a lot of that genre here on my show, next Saturday I will be diving deep into what is happening with hip-hop mogul P. Diddy and his Jeffrey Epstein-like situation. This isn't new information for a lot of us. Some of us knew he was dodgy way back in the 90s, so it comes as no surprise. I will, however, break down things from an angle that most aren't. I appreciate you all joining me here today. I'll be back next Saturday. Mauri ora.
You're now listening to the Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, right here on your very own Reality Check Radio, RCR, your home for music with a side of truth and freedom.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057, that's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.
We do this because we care for honesty. We care for the future of this country, of our children and generations to come. You know what? It's more important to be noisy than nice.
Rate bills in Southland this year talking 20% rate increases on 20% a couple of years ago. It's out of control. The redistribution machine is completely destroying the energy of productive people.
The problem we have today is that governments are pressured by mainstream media, big money, special interests, and international organisations. These organisations that seek to shape our society, to shape the way we live to suit their agenda. It's something we might call a compliance model.
We used to pay 50 cents for the Herald every day, and that's when we got the news we wanted. When you stopped paying for the news, the advertisers and the people behind the news organisations started paying for the news. So you can see that definite behavioural shift, which is whoever's paying you is what your messaging is going to be.
Some people out there enjoy the left and right division, the debate, the fighting, but I for one don't see that as a productive way forward in creating a future for our tamariki. You can argue until the cows come home, but people right now are so strong in their beliefs, so finding that common ground, that common overlap of left, right, woke, awake is vital to any melting pot of a nation.
We're going through this information revolution. We've got the internet now, so all this information is there. And I always say to people, look, we went down there thinking that we were fighting for freedom. But the bigger picture on that is that they were really fighting to keep control of information. You know, that's what it's actually about. These controllers of information are losing control because information's become like water now. You know, you block it here, it'll pop up somewhere else.
They keep telling us that democracy is dying because of the media companies. But you know, they've sat there smugly telling us how to live our lives for, as far as I can remember, thinking they're the smartest people in the room, but they didn't see this coming.